No new nuclear plants have been ordered in the U.S. since the accident at Three Mile Island more than 20 years ago, and some people would like to keep things that way. The Bush administration, however, is expected to endorse the construction of new nuclear plants in its National Energy Plan this week. Advocates like to point out that fission doesn't produce greenhouse gases, and they say designs for a new, safer generation of nuclear plants already have been approved. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Say you want to build a nuclear power plant. First, you'll have to convince the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that your design is safe. Jerry Wilson helps review new proposals at the NRC. The process is similar to how the Federal Aviation Administration determines if a new airplane design is safe, except for one thing.
The FAA actually flies what you would call a prototype model of the plane. The NRC doesn't operate nuclear plants before we approve them. We do ours based on safety reviews.
Long safety reviews. Companies submit blueprints and test data. Then engineers at the NRC dream up nasty scenarios, broken pipes, operator errors, and try to predict what would happen. Over the last decade, the NRC has granted approval to only three new reactor designs, one by General Electric, two by Westinghouse. Hanging on Wilson's wall is a large frame commemorating those events. Mounted in it are three certificates and photos, mostly of smiling men in dark suits. In one picture, everyone is bending over to lay hands on a stack of pages some 8 inches high, a completed safety review, approving a new reactor design.
These three certifications, if you added up the cost of design and development and testing and the NRC's review, represent over $1 billion of investment by the nuclear industry.
One of these reactors has been built in Japan and is running well. Another has been selected as the next generation of plants to be built in South Korea. There's serious interest in the U.S. as well. Wilson says four companies have told the NRC that they will be applying for early site permits, permission to build a reactor on a particular piece of land. The nuclear industry's main trade group, the Nuclear Energy Institute, operates out of Washington, D.C. Walk into their offices, and hanging on the wall, you'll find a very familiar frame holding three certificates and photos of smiling men in dark suits. Ron Simard is Senior Director of Business Services here. He says the new reactor designs are more efficient than their predecessors and even safer.
If you were to visit some of the older plants in the country today, you would see a lot of switches, knobs, valves. You would see meters, for example, with little needles that go back and forth. You visit one of the advanced designs and you see computer screens that you touch.
But the real difference here is that these designs are pre-approved. Those certificates hanging on the wall mean that power plants can be ordered and cranked out just like airplanes. Simard says it wasn't that way in the past.
We were designing the plants as we built them. Every one of our 103 units today is like a custom plant, and that's a crazy way to do things. So in the future, we're going to be building only one or two standardized designs. So there are no design changes during construction. Now that the safety issues associated with those designs have been resolved, no more prolonged hearings while safety issues are raised and re-raised.
Those were the bad old days, he says. An electric company would build a nuclear plant and someone, activists or neighbors, would raise safety concerns. Sometimes years would pass before the issues could be resolved and the plant turned on. No longer, anyone with safety concerns about any of the new designs should have already raised them with the NRC. The new regulatory approach was put in place back in 1989. It makes it a little safer for electric companies to invest in nuclear power. It makes other people angry.
As a nuclear professional, I'm embarrassed by this process. As an American citizen, I'm outraged.
David Lockbaum is a nuclear engineer with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says the new approval system has moved the dialogue about nuclear safety out of communities and into Washington. The upshot is that companies can build one of these plants anywhere.
It's pretty much a streamlined process that guarantees approval at the end. It's not too unlike the old Soviet system of voting where you had one name on a ballot.
Lockbaum is not a hardcore anti-nuke type. He will tell you that nuclear plants are actually safer than many people think. But he doesn't believe nuclear power is the wisest solution to our energy problems. Why not solar or wind power, he says. Worst case there is you go bankrupt.
If you look at a moment for nuclear power, you take a fuel pellet that's used in our reactors, and before it goes into the reactor, you can hold it in your hand, and at worst you'll get a slight rash that goes away quickly once you put down the pellet. You burn it in the reactor for 3 to 5 years to get the electricity that it generates. Then it becomes a hazard for at least 10,000 years.
Nuclear power advocates will tell you that the waste generated by power plants over the last 40 years is relatively small. Stacked up on a football field, the stuff would stand several yards deep. The idea has always been to store it all under a mountain in Nevada, but no one in Nevada seems to like that idea. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.